Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Well, we got one day under our belt. This is January the 2nd. Can you believe it? It's going to be a good year. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he asked me to pray for him. And I said, well, how should I pray? He said, I just feel like the devil is tempting me and beating up on me. And I encouraged him to do something, to put on the armor of God every morning before he leaves his house. I said, I want you to read Ephesians 6 and verbally say, Lord, I put on the helmet of salvation. I put on this breastplate of righteousness. And each of the armament, put it on. Pick up the sword of the Spirit. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. When Jesus, after his baptism, he went into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days, and he came out, and Satan hits us when we're at our weakest moment. He was physically tired, he was hungry, and Satan tempted him with the stones. You know, you can turn these into bread. And consistently, each temptation, Jesus says, it is written. Well, you know, in order for Jesus to be able to say that, he had to know the word. Now, I know he was God, but, you know, Scripture says we should hide his word in our heart that we might not sin against him. And in order for me to be able to say, it is written, I've got to know what's written. So at the beginning of this new year, you're just 2 days in, I want to encourage you to develop some patterns. It doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution, but spend time in his word daily. That's one of the reasons that Keep Your Drive Alive is here. That's why I come into the studio, so that I can encourage you to hide his word in your heart. Have a great day. Be with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.